Transcript of court session. Bliss City County Records. B116/22/trial.
Has the defendant completed all six stories?
She has.
Is the jury calibrated?
It is.
Then we may proceed. Does the jury have any opening remarks?
Three remarks. One, the stories were unusual.
I told you.
Two, they were longer than required.
Cheek.
Three, the narrative voice varied wildly from story to story.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Does the defendant have any opening remarks?
She does indeed.
The defendant may speak.
Okay, well, you've heard all my stories, haven't you? I mean, not all my stories. There are loads more where those came from.
The jury is fully calibrated.
I know, okay, so I had to tell six stories, yes? Three true, three false.
That is correct.
Well, here goes. Everything I have said today is a lie, including this. What do you think of that?
The clerk will note...
You don't know what to say, do you? Think about it. If everything I've said today is a lie, then when I said, everything I have said today is a lie, it was the truth. But if it's the truth, then everything is a lie. Do you see what I mean? Do you? If I am lying, I'm telling the truth, which means I'm lying. Ha, suckers!
The clerk will note that the defendant is trying to use a classic liar paradox to create an ambiguity in the calibration.
Noted.
Ha ha. Is it working?
If a statement's truth value is tied up in some invaluable fact about the world, that statement is grounded. But ungrounded statements do not have a truth value.
What?
Liar statements are ungrounded and therefore have no truth value.
Oh. Where does that leave us?
The jury has been calibrated by the stories, which contained truths, untruths, elision and embellishments, as expected. The defendant must now state guilty or unguilty.
I've got a better idea.
Does the defendant wish to make any closing comments?
Yes, yes she does. I do. Do you remember the last part of the last story? Where the last man decided to wake up?
It was untrue.
It was not.
There is no way you could know the contents of another person's dream.
True. Unless, of course, I asked him. Now, Your Majesty, pull the plug!
Who is this intruder? This court is in session. Please leave the room.
Which plug?
Please identify yourself for the court records.
That one. And that one too. There, look! Or just pull all of them. Or you could let me out of this cage thing and I'll do it myself.
The defendant may not be released until the jury has passed the final sentence.
Oh, shut up, you!
Stop. It is an offence to attempt to unplug an official courtroom computer.
I'm the king. You can't tell me what to do.
Stop. It is an offence to attempt to unplug an official court...
Well done, Your Majesty. Now let me out.
There you go. What fun.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. You were very brave.
Thank you. But it doesn't take much to unplug a couple of computers.
Oh, I don't know. Besides, that wasn't the hard bit.
It wasn't?
No. The hard bit was choosing to wake up.
Oh.
And the really hard bit is still to come. You've got to work out what to do about all the other people who are still asleep.
Is that my decision?
Well, you are the king.
I think I'd like to wake them up for a bit. Give them a cup of tea. Then they can make their own decisions.
Good man. You see, you did learn something while you were asleep. Now, if it's okay with you, Your Majesty, I'll be off.
Wait, before you go, Benny, sorry. I really need to know. Which of your stories you told were the true ones?
You mean you couldn't tell?
Well, no. I mean, the last one was true, wasn't it? Or we wouldn't be here. But the others were a bit far-fetched.
Far-fetched, says the man who's been living in a dream for 2 years.
OK, well, I've heard of the Thub, so that one must have been true.
OK.
And obviously the ones with the bright violet stuff were made up. I mean, the time travel gave it away.
Did it now?
Yes, everyone knows there's no such thing as time travel. Hang on. There was time travel in one of the other ones too, wasn't there? The one with all those people who fancied you. That can't have been true.
What shit?
No. I didn't mean the fancying bit. I meant the time travel bit. And... Oh, no. There was time travel in the other one too. The one about the end of the world.
Yep.
So that's four that can't be true, but... You had to tell three lies, not four, so maybe... I give up. Come on, tell me.
Has it occurred to you that they might all have been true?
What? But...
Seriously, I'm not very good at making things up. They were all true.
Noted.
What was that?
That machine over there, look. The one recording everything, it's still on.
Where's the plug for that one?
Over here. Got it.
Stop. It is an offence to attempt to unplug...